Hey everybody, among the cacophony of sounds here in Koreatown, welcome to the Crab Diving Show.
Hi, how are you?
My name is Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
And there's a leaf blower going on, there's a lawnmower going on, there's
so much
trucks
loud.
Driving by, there's
fucking shit.
Kids.
There it goes, it just started again.
Yeah, there's kids
that
coming
motherfucker.
Back and forth from school. It's like ants in this neighborhood.
It really is.
It's school time.
It's dangerous out there. Yeah. I had a kid throw a fucking rock at me one day. A couple of kids.
Why?
I didn't say anything, man. I swear to God, I'm just walking down the street. They're like, la, 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 la. And they came around the corner and threw a fucking couple of rocks at me.
Were they like Al-Qaeda? Were they?
No, I don't know.
Went, la, 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 la.
No,
was that
no,
how they
no,
went?
No, they were more like Arriba.
Oh, they were
they're
Hispanic
Mexican.
Children.
Yeah, I mean, I think,
Mexican kids.
I don't know. I don't notice race.
You don't. You're like Stephen Colbert.
I am. I don't notice
He doesn't race. Notice race.
Yeah, but they threw a rock at me and I got scared, ran away, kind of. I just
wrote a bunch of fucking. How old were these kids?
Third grade. How bad? I don't care. I'm scared of these fucking kids. I don't like to fuck with kids.
Like the lineup is a couple of kids with Hello Kitty lunchboxes and it was that one.
Yeah.
Officer.
Oh my God. Look at how hot this chick is I just found on this Tumblr. Do you see her?
Ryan's doing some research and development for besthotgirlspics.com.
Yeah, leaving out the brown and pink parts.
That's right.
But I'm looking at this Tumblr. It's called Post All the Girls. That's the Tumblr. I don't know. But there's this chick.
That's a self shot.
Oh, my God.
It's called a self shot. She's holding her iPhone, taking a picture of herself. Where the fuck is she taking a picture of herself?
You know what it looks like? First, I thought it was a garage, but I think it's a really oddly decorated dining room.
It looks like she's laying back on a dining room table with her legs up in the air.
What's the per factor of that shot?
That's pretty significant, yeah.
Like 1 to 10, what is that? Is that an 8?
Yeah, I mean, because she took it herself. If it had been somebody else, like a creep shot.
What do you think? Do you think that could make it on besthotgirlspics.com?
Absolutely. I don't know
if
it could get on any of the social media, like any of the other places we go,
Tapiture
or Pinterest or anything like that.
Prudes.
They're fucking prudes.
This is a great Tumblr, though. Oh, my God. We got to get a besthotgirlspics.com Tumblr. I think that would be fun as fuck. I'll run it.
All right. Well, we'll put it into committee.
But look, you can put anything on Tumblr, though. Like look at her. You can put that on
Tumblr.
Yeah,
that's everything on Tumblr.
Wow. I can almost see my reflection in her asshole. Oh, my God.
You could play quarters.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I hope her parents don't have the internet. I really don't. I mean, yeah. Jesus.
Mom, I got a modeling job.
Dude.
Right.
What's
that site? Some people we know are modeling. Model Mayhem.
Oh, my God.
That's the biggest fucking scam on the planet.
Our friend is on Model Mayhem.
Yeah, she took a modeling job on Model Mayhem.
I swear to God, there's a picture of her in there just holding a coffee mug.
Of her?
Yeah, one it's of just hers? Of her and all she's doing.
Well, there's also one of her laying in some guy's shitty apartment hallway.
Yeah.
In front of some wooden door.
Yeah.
And she has a shotgun. With the barrel in her mouth, I believe, and it looks like she's about to pull the trigger with her toe.
Let me tell you something.
It's artistic. It's an artistic shot.
We've known this chick for a long time, and she is fun. She is one of the most dis-funnest persons I know. She's out of her fucking
fun
mind.
In a really dangerous yeah. kind of fun way.
You gotta know when to get off that train, but until you do, it's pretty fun. It's like
I got stories.
Oh, really?
Speaking of fun, we can play Name That State.
Ooh. Okay, Florida.
Ding, 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 ding.
No.
It's a funny headline. Edward Archbald, Florida bug-eating contest winner.
What an asshole.
Dies after consuming dozens of live cockroaches.
Okay.
The guy died.
Well, what an idiot. How many did he... Dozens?
It says dozens.
Oh, what a fucking asshole. Seriously, that is the...
This is from WTSP, TampaBaysNewsLeader.com. It says the winner of a roach-eating contest in South Florida died shortly after downing dozens of the live bugs as well as worms.
You know, man, there are people on the planet fucking starving, and they might have to eat a roach They might have to eat bugs. Do you think they fucking like it?
Well, this will teach them not to be fucking pigs and eat 30 of them because they might die.
Yeah, come on. But this guy's eating bugs on his own. It's so, oh, God.
There were 30 contestants.
He doesn't even have to do this.
Him and 29 others were eating this
shit. Stupid.
Guess where it took place? At the Ben Siegel Reptile Store.
Oh.
In Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Where in the fuck is that?
40 miles north of Miami.
Oh, wow. So, wow. That, well, no, Central Florida?
Yeah, 40 miles
like in the
Miami.
Swamp. And sure. Yeah.
Well, it's at the Ben Siegel Reptile Store.
Yeah, my God, yeah. Did they well, set?
Guess what the prize was?
What?
The grand prize.
Lifetime supply of meth from some creep.
Well, that was kind of a given. The grand prize was a python.
Oh.
So this guy died eating handfuls of live roaches to win a fucking snake, a python.
That's just
and Florida is going to be one of the states that decide the election.
That's horrible. It really is atrocious. I mean, that state, that's insane.
They're waiting for the results of an autopsy. He collapsed shortly after the contest ended.
Well,
do they know where that fucking... Oh, he won.
Let me ask you something. Do they know where that fucking python is? Is it just at his house?
Well, it probably went to
slithering
his widow
around.
Now.
What?
It probably went to his widow now.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Married.
Because you know,
he's married with like six kids.
White trash. I got to tell you something, man. I hate when people have pythons and boa constrictors and those snakes as pets, and then they get out and then they eat somebody's dog or a fucking kid or something.
Yeah.
You know, there was a dude in the area I lived in when I was in high school, there was a guy there.
Florida or Georgia?
In Georgia, in the sticks. And he had he went on all these safaris to Africa. And it was rumored that he had like lions and tigers and wolves and shit in enclosures on his property.
Oh, really?
He was loaded, but he had this, it was this, nobody
like
ever.
Like his creepy own private zoo.
Yeah. And it was just the biggest legend in my hometown. Like he had like tigers and
slaves.
Oh man.
Yeah, and they're not sure why the guy died because this one professor says unless the roaches were contaminated with some bacteria or pathogens, they probably wouldn't be unsafe to eat.
Jeez, why wouldn't a roach have bacteria or pathogens?
But it could have been.
Were these well preserved?
It could have been. Maybe I don't know. Maybe they were free range.
They were organic roaches.
Yeah.
Oh, they probably were, man. Actually, for
they probably grow them there for the this grow them. They probably breed them.
Well, no,
do you breed insects for the
if
snakes?
These contests are happening in fairs and different venues all over this fucking country, then there's an industry where people are farming cockroaches for.
Oh, here it says here
for contests.
It says here in the story, the bugs consumed were from an inventory of insects that are safely and domestically raised in a controlled environment as food for reptiles.
Oh my God! Oh,
don't you have cousins that are cricket farmers?
Cricket farmers, yep. Fish bait.
Maybe they branched out to cockroaches and they supplied this contest.
I mean, there's no reason they couldn't. It was so. It's kind of scary and creepy. A big barn of critters. I mean,
So they're waiting for the results of the autopsy for Mr.
Archibald. To see that, to prove that he died as a result of eating dozens and dozens of cockroaches.
Apparently the only photo they could find of the poor man is something.
Oh, is he really good looking?
Sure. Goatee, long hair, shirtless.
Oh.
In the news photo.
What a fucking redneck. I mean, God damn it, what a redneck.
I'm going to go win me a python.
I'm going to take off my shirt and eat 39 roaches. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm going to eat it. Them's are organic roaches.
They said he was the life of the party.
I bet he was. it's got to be hard to compete with a guy that eats dozens and dozens of roaches. he's going to be the most interesting guy at any party.
I've got a story. Okay, and somewhere, Loganville?
Loganville, Georgia? Logansville, Georgia?
Yes.
Oh, God. Logansville with an S. Logansville.
It says Loganville.
That's not right. It's Logansville. I live there, dude.
I'm just telling you. It says Loganville Grayson Patch is the name of the
if anybody out there,
newspaper.
Any listeners live in Georgia, give me a call and please confirm with my broadcasting partner that it's Logansville.
Dude, I'm looking at, Loganville patch.
It's Logansville!
There's no S.
I swear to Christ, it's Logansville, Georgia.
Okay. Well, we'll check this out.
I can't. I have too many windows open. I'm looking at this girl with her ass
anyway,
open.
Former Loganville funeral director.
Logansville.
He has his license suspended.
Yeah.
Because without permission, he took a body and chopped it up to cremate it because the body was from an 800-pound person.
Well, what the fuck was he supposed to do?
I know. It's like trying to put a turkey in a toaster oven. I mean, what is he going to do?
You know.
But I guess it's not a crime. So the police investigated. There's nothing they could do criminally, but I guess you can lose your funeral director's license if you don't get permission to chop a body up into pieces before you put it in the oven.
Dude, my dad told me at his job one time they had a...
he used to work at a hospital, right?
Yeah, yeah. They had a patient come in severely overweight, and while the patient was there, it died. And they couldn't fit it into a hearse or the body into any kind of ambulance.
Oh, wow.
They had to put him on a flatbed and, like, put a tarp over it. And it was, like, a big deal because that's not a legal way to transport a body. It's the worst.
Throw a tarp over it.
It's so sad,
your bungee cords.
Oh.
Horrible. My aunt, I mean, was a big woman. I mean, not, you know, 800 pounds or anything like that, but she was probably pushing 3.
And, BBW.
And when she passed at her funeral, I was one of the pallbearers. And they stuck my ass in the middle. And when we had to try to get through the doors of the church, I shit you not, she had a wide casket. And they stuck my ass in the middle. And I almost, like, I was like, I was getting smashed up against the door in the middle. All my fucking cousins laughing at me as we're... trying to get through the door with my aunt's casket.
Oh my god, that'd be the funniest scene in a movie.
At the Serbian church.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. I've got another story. This one, since we're talking about Florida.
Okay.
This is the Florida episode.
Poor animal.
This is, again, WTSP, Tampa Bay's news leader, Channel 10 News.
Yeah. Go watch Tampa local news.
Yeah, the headline is, Patrick Lynn, so here's the guy's name and photo, accused of sneaking into neighbor's barn.
Lynn.
Having sex with horse.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, God.
Again.
Again.
Gadsden County?
Gadsden County. Oh, yeah, that's...
Tallahassee?
I know that area. Gadsden County, home of the horse fuckers.
That's right. It's where the horses are. Men are men and the horses are...
It's not just a one-night stand.
Oh, nice. A Gadsden County, County man is accused of sneaking into a neighbor's barn and having sex with a horse.
Oh my god, that horse is so good.
It's the second time he's been arrested.
Twice.
It's the second time he's been arrested for it.
Oh my god, the second time.
The owner says that they can hardly believe that the guy would return to the scene of this crime.
I believe it. If you're crazy enough to fuck a horse and you got caught for that, and then you had another opportunity to fuck your favorite horse, you would fuck that horse. Undeniably, that's so true.
The farmer, Alan McDermid,
poor guy,
says he knew there was trouble when his wife went to the barn and noticed some lubricant on the stall door.
Oh, Christ.
I wonder if it was the bottle.
Jesus. Dude, the guy, I know what happened, and it's disgusting. The guy was probably fucking the horse, and I guess for some reason he wanted to lube up the horse. I mean, I don't know. Hey, and then the horse.
Maybe he's having the horse fuck him.
Oh, God. I mean.
It doesn't say it just says having sex with. It doesn't say who's the top and who's the bottom.
I mean, just poor animals. They just, like a horse or something like that, just trust you. And oh, God, the sick motherfucker.
So the wife checked the horse. She went down and checked the security video. Sure enough, there was Patrick Lynn sneaking into the stall. He's been charged with trespassing, burglary, and sex acts with animals. The animal is a stud horse named Sonny. Oh, so it's a male horse. Oh my God, I think this guy.
Do you think
is having the horse fuck him?
Let me make a guarantee. I will guarantee you that someone from TMZ has contacted whoever could be in possession of this security tape where this horse gets fucked, and I bet TMZ has approached them for a copy of the horse fucking tape. I bet it's out there. I bet there's a sex tape where this horse fucks this dude.
You think? I don't know. They didn't find a camera.
Oh, I thought you said there's security footage
of him going into the stall. Oh, I don't think really. They have the. Oh. I don't think. I think they give the horses their privacy.
And he walks out how long? Like 3 seconds later.
Yeah, I don't know.
He just fucked him real quick.
Well, they found it later. They found the lube, and then they found he wasn't there.
Oh my God! How do you even? What do you do? You call the police, and they're like, "Hey, I need to report a crime. What's the crime?" Well, Trigger, I went to Trigger's stall, and I found an enormous bottle of lube.
My horse is smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, he had that look on his face.
Wow.
Oh, Christ.
Speaking of, this is from something called the Daily Courier somewhere in Canada. Kelowna Daily Courier or something
That's it's a lovely hamlet.
Yeah. They're having a film festival where they're going to be showing a movie called Donkey Love. A documentary about men that love donkeys. It's two Vancouver filmmakers who discovered a controversial secret.
I'd say
it's a town, it's a village in remote Colombia where young men are encouraged to have sex with donkeys, sometimes preferring the animals over their own wives.
Whew.
There's a 75-minute documentary called Donkey Love.
There must be some ugly chicks in wherever this takes place.
And apparently it shows them fucking. It says it doesn't just refer to the bestiality. It depicts men consummating their affection on screen.
Oh, my God.
How can they do that? Isn't that illegal?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, like, what kind of moral code these people
They document everything.
Yeah, you can film it. Who cares? I don't know.
They realize that the villagers are not only having sex with donkeys. It's taught in school. It's part of their culture.
How to fuck a donkey?
And it's widely it's widely accepted as something men do.
How does it start? Like, what's day one of how to fuck a donkey
this
class?
This has to be fake. I mean, don't you think it's got to be fake? But there's pictures.
Step one, find the right donkey.
There's a screen cap of this Colombian, apparently, guy with a donkey, his arms around it in this, like, village made of all wood and straw and shit.
How to fuck a donkey.
And it says, I don't have to buy her clothes. I don't have to buy her shoes.
That's fucking crazy, man. How to fuck a donkey.
The film was shown at festivals in Australia where it won Best Documentary at the Melbourne Underground Film Festival.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They would only let people 18 and older see the movie.
Did it come with a book? Did they have a book on, like, how to make love to an equestrian being or something?
So.
I mean, then what was the...
It's 75 minutes long.
It's a class you're teaching in school. There has to be a text or material, supporting materials to go with that class.
An hour and 15 minutes of donkey fucking.
Overhead projector.
Yeah, they say it's taught in their school. I don't think they have, like, a real...
How long is the documentary again?
An hour and 15 minutes.
Man.
They actually show it, too.
On this website that you're looking at?
No, it's in the movie. They show them fucking donkeys.
Yeah. You're not going to see that at besthotgirlspics.com.
One scene shows filmmakers Daryl Stoneage and Tyler Chandler laughing as they record a man having intercourse with a donkey on the side of a road. They later cut to a larger village where people dress up as donkeys and celebrate a festival dedicated to copulating with the animals.
Festival!
In full costume.
Oh, God.
So there's a donkey fucking festival somewhere in remote Colombia.
Oh, my God. I was there. I had a funnel cake. Oh, Jesus. Pin the tail on the donkey.
There you go.
Or it's something else. It's got to be some, like, weird, like, kind of funny play on words thing. That is so crazy. Where is that again?
In Canada? Colombia. Well, the film's going to show in Canada, after it's already been shown.
Colombia, South America?
No, Columbia, New York. Columbia College. There's a donkey fucking class.
Well, no, seriously, it is Columbia.
It's Columbia in a remote village of Columbia.
God. That's insanity.
The donkey fucking festival.
You know what? I was listening to that the whole time thinking that took place in Canada.
Well, does it make it better that it's in Columbia?
Well, I mean, Columbia is just a crazy place, isn't it? Like, it's dangerous. It has...
Well, the drug lords and shit.
Yeah, no, I mean,
not as much anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like an area conducive for donkey fucking. As in Canada, it's cold.
So at the bottom of that story was a related story, and this was from the HuffPo, and this is from last year. But there's a guy who wrote a book called Wet Goddess about his 9-month sexual relationship with a dolphin. The author claims that his relationship started in 1970 with a dolphin named Dolly.
1970?
When he was in his early 20s. And a sophomore at New College of Florida in Sarasota.
Christ. Oh, Jesus.
A writer hired this guy to take photographs for a children's book about the dolphin show in an amusement park. Apparently he ended up fucking one. He was given free access to the park and introduced to the staff. He believes the dolphin courted him.
Okay. This is the worst. Like, if you feel like animals, like elephants have been mistreated at the circus. Like, if you're a dolphin that's part of a...
This asshole's claiming
she wanted it. An amusement park and then you get raped?
She wanted it, is what this fucker's saying.
How did this kid or whoever fucked this dolphin know where it was supposed to be fucked? Is it a cloaca? Which means, does a dolphin have...
Do dolphins have cloacas?
Cloaca is an asshole and a pussy combined, yeah, right?
They're mammals. Does that matter? Because I thought cloacas were... No, birds have cloacas, too, and so do reptiles.
Call in if you know the answer to that.
Yeah. Everybody call in with the definition of cloaca.
Cloaca.
So the HuffPo says it's been unable to verify his account of his affair, but the park where the amusement park closed in 1971... But they say there was a porpoise pool attraction at Florida Land, it was called.
Oh, porpoise pool. Well, that's what they call it, playing a little porpoise pool. I mean, I wonder, was he monogamous? Was it only one dolphin? He wouldn't go fuck a dolphin, a sea lion.
I don't think he cheated on her, no.
Go toss a penguin salad. Jesus Christ.
And get this, it appears that Brenner's relationship wouldn't have broken any laws because Florida... only passed a law banning bestiality this year, in 2011. It's a year old. After 2 failed attempts, there were 2 failed votes.
Well, that's Barack Obama made that happen. That was Barack Obama.
Barack Obama wouldn't pass a.
No, he passed it. He's the reason it got passed.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I think Barack Obama's influence in the Senate. What was it like the first time? What do you think it was like the first time he fucked the dolphin? I mean, where did he come up with the idea, or...
I don't know. She's already wet.
And was it... Do you think it was... He saw the dolphin and thought, I want to fuck this dolphin.
No, he said she was aggressive with him. And then, initially...
She wanted
thrusting up against him. And then, eventually, Dolly became more gentle.
And then he just slipped
it in. Which
he
found extraordinarily erotic. Because he knew that that animal could kill him in a couple seconds if she wanted to.
And I don't know.
Dolly went off to an oceanarium in Gulfport, Mississippi to end the romance.
Oh, they didn't shoot him? They didn't shoot her?
Mm-mm. She was shipped off to Mississippi.
Oh, God. And where's this guy shipped off to? Where is this guy?
Potentially an even worse fate.
But where is he?
There's nothing.
He's not in jail?
No, they just passed the law in 2011.
Oh, Christ.
And he did this back in 1970.
Holy God, Kate. That's so horrible.
When you could fuck anything you wanted.
I don't know. I don't even think we shouldn't worry about government and law, and that society should just absorb that guy and make him go away. We should be able to take care of him without the restrictions of the police and the government. We should be able to come together as a community and vote on his fate.
Oh my God, how fucking creepy is that?
You think it's creepy?
No, you can't vote that shit.
Well, do you want to walk?
What would have happened on September 12th, 2001?
But I'm not.
If people were voting to let's just shoot all the Muslims.
Well, no, I wouldn't have voted on that because I'm not a racist and I'm not a bigot.
But you can't put that any kind of shit like that to a vote.
I'm just saying, I don't want this guy fucking a dolphin.
Well, I think he's done.
How could you rape a dolphin?
And now it's illegal.
It's illegal for him to do it?
He says he didn't harm the dolphin.
Does he have to wear a bracelet so he doesn't go within 50 feet of salt water or something?
Right. That's 50 right.
50 feet of a...
And Flipper is banned off of his Hulu.
Yeah, he's not allowed to have sushi.
No.
Go to Long John Silver's. Good Lord. So, what a creepo. Man. I just think that it's animal abuse. Animals that trust us, animals that love us, and this guy fucks it in the cloaca.
Yeah, I agree.
Chillingly horrible.
I've got this headline. This is from New Jersey. Woman poops on steps weeks after skinny dipping arrest. A 45-year-old woman defecated on the steps of a house. After she was found
Courtney
drunk.
Courtney Love?
Drunk.
Is this Courtney Love?
Yeah. After she was found drunk and incoherent in the woods.
Is it Pam Anderson?
Lindsay Lohan.
It's Demi Moore. It could be anybody.
Who is, what's the chick from Superman? Margot Kidder, was found drunk, naked, and babbling.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, didn't you know that she went crazy?
No.
And, yeah, they found
Lois Lane,
I think
man.
They found her naked on somebody's lawn or something like that. Who, the other chick, too, the one that was fucking Ellen for a while.
Ellen DeGeneres?
DeGeneres, oh, yeah, before Portia de Rossi.
Hot Lips Houlihan.
Who I saw on a plane once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the chick, the woman that played Hot Lips.
Holding up?
She was... Define holding up. Was she upright? Yes.
Loretta Swit.
Yeah, yeah. She was... Probably a very nice lady.
I love MASH.
But she's been pulled back.
Oh.
She's got a lot of plastic.
I was never a Colonel Potter fan.
No, you were Harry?
Hell yeah,
preferred
motherfucker.
Harry? Yeah.
Who were you?
Oh, Harry. I mean, that was a better...
Did you like Klinger? The guy who tried... It was one season he tried to go crazy and eat a Jeep, and then the next season he was always in women's outfits.
Do you think the young folk these days know MASH?
No, I'll tell you beyond of a shadow of a doubt that they don't, because I asked some... I was talking to some chick, she was all... fucking 25 years old at some show, and somehow, I don't know, television came up, and it struck me to ask, have you ever heard of MASH? And she was like, no, what's that?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what MASH is.
That I was thinking the other day of that story when you did that stand-up gig at the frat house.
Oh, my God.
And you ran that joke by the guy who was, what, 21 at the time or something like that?
He was young, man.
And the punchline of your joke had something to do with Don Knotts.
Don Knotts.
And he looked at you with the cricket face like...
Yeah.
And he didn't know who Don Knotts was.
Oh, my God. I kind of remember that joke. It was the dumbest thing ever. Yeah, he didn't know who Don Knotts was.
What was the joke?
The joke was, I've never... The only time I made a girl cry during sex is when I wore the rubber inside out. And the one time.
Well, that's not true.
That's not true. Well, no. And the other time we were fucking and I forgot and I left CNN on and I guess Don Knotts died and she was reading The Crawl.
And he didn't know who Don Knotts was.
No. It's not a great joke either. I mean, it's kind of complicated.
Did you update the reference?
No,
I think he did.
I said Steve Irwin.
Oh, that was right
killed,
after.
Was killed. It? Right after he got stabbed by that stingray.
Yeah, yeah.
That joke murdered. It did.
That was a great gig.
What?
That frat house gig.
Oh, yeah. It was almost a bad gig. It was almost a horrible gig because
I know.
My friend TJ poured us a shot in his frat house.
Well, he takes us to his room in the back. Was he the president of the frat? Or
yeah,
was he involved?
He was the head honcho.
And back in his room.
He greenlit me for that project.
A couple of mattresses on the floor with him and his roommate.
Yeah.
But a huge, elaborate bar.
Oh, my God.
With dozens of bottles of alcohol all over the place.
Did you see what they were giving away as a pledge to different pledges for these contests they were having that night?
No.
They had like an 18-story bong
no.
propped up on the corner in his house. I mean, it looked like one of those didgeridoos. It was so
but remember the university had instituted a no drinking rule.
Oh, God.
For pledge week.
I remember that.
Remember there were like –
They couldn't drink at
narcs.
A frat house.
Yeah, there were these little Weasley assholes from the college going around, checking in on these parties to make sure nobody was drinking. So
that's why we went to his room.
Yeah. We had to go hide in his room and do shots. So he turns around. He's like making a big production out of, I'm going to make you this shot I'm famous for.
It's a special shot. Yeah.
So he turns around. Then he's like, I'll be right back. I got to go take care of some shit. And Ryan and I shoot it.
We do the shot.
And instantly, I tasted peanuts.
Yeah.
Which will kill me.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to peanuts and all nuts.
I tasted the same thing, and I, honest to fucking God, I almost had a bowel movement. I really did. I almost shit my pants.
It was one of those moments.
I was like, oh, God.
And so then we're scrambling, looking at the bottles to see what was involved, and it turned out it was a mixture of different.
But he told us. He came back and told us that it was hazelnut.
Yeah, and a couple different liqueurs that mixed together tasted.
And the thing is, they had already paid me, so I don't know what would have happened in the ambulance, but I would have had to have done my set
as I was carted off.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
An anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not a doctor. I had to finish. They already paid me. I didn't want them to.
Do you remember the girls' sororities that were pledging and the ones that were like out on the lawn
jumping around,
do calisthenics and shit in little short shorts, little
cotton outfits?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was like, I thought I'm gonna go to jail, I'm gonna jump out of this car and just go to town on one of these chicks. I'm not gonna be able to control my fucking self. I wanted to go back to college. We drove through there. I was like, shit, man, let's go back to college.
USC, it's a cool campus.
Who gives a fuck? I don't care where we were, I liked it. I don't care. Get a meal plan, and then there's all these hot chicks running around.
You get the pussy plan.
The pussy plan. You know, when I went to college, I went to that junior college in North Georgia, Gainesville College or something, and I was a theater major. But our theater program was actually at Brunel University, and that was
all-girl
four-year university. So I paid like cheap prices, but I had all my class, every class over there.
Awesome.
And it was all hot chicks. I had so many classes over there. I lived two blocks away, and I had a
And you were probably one of the only straight guys in the theater.
Oh, yeah,
too,
dude. So. I was one of the – it was in North Georgia, so it was all these repressed kids. And, you know, these kids just coming out of the closet like fucking the shit out of each other. And then nobody was interested in the girls. They could give two shits, you know. But oh, man, but my meal plan was at Brunel. That was the best time ever.
And you got to go up and eat there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No pun intended.
Oh, come on. No, but the year before, Playboy did a story on the girls of Brunel and all these girls.
Oh, nice.
Spread.
Classy.
Oh, it was,
did they get in trouble?
Yes, they did. It was a big controversy. That's why I was excited to go there.
Was it religious school or just a private?
No, it was just a private rich kids. Oh, they were everybody. That was an expensive place. It was all rich kids at that school. And the sororities were segregated.
Wow.
I shit you not. Now, I mean, I'm old, but come on, man. I didn't grow up in the fucking 50s.
Jesus Christ.
Segregated. There was one black sorority and all white sororities. That's it.
But I'm sure it wasn't like policy. It just shook out that
way.
Dude,
like, I don't
know. If you're
a
black chick, you don't join the tri-delts or
whatever.
Here's
what I saw.
You go and join whatever the...
The only black people in a sorority were in the black sorority. Lily white across the board. So you can make whatever. I mean, come on. You can deduce whatever you want. But that was
right. I'm
clearly.
Just saying, I'm just saying I don't think it was official policy.
No.
That was written down anywhere.
Nobody needed to write it down.
Right. It was still amazing, though.
My favorite sorority back then were the Zetas.
Really?
I dated.
When I went to Madison, Wisconsin, it was the Tri-Delts.
Oh, really?
Or the fun girls.
The Tri-Delt. Yeah. The Zetas. We called the Zetas the – this is so bad. It was ever ate a Zeta.
Well, Alpha Phi was all for free.
All for free.
Yeah.
Zeta was also zits, tits, and ass for some reason. I don't remember.
They have skin problems?
No. I just think for some reason – this is horrible to say. I mean, because – I don't know, fucking, they were all, the Zetas had a reputation. I don't know why, but like, you know.
It should have been herpes.
Yeah, it was easy to hook up with a Zeta at the time. I'm not reading into it. All I know is that
the rumor was, allegedly,
it was a lot easier to bang a Zeta.
Oh, you could confirm me?
I might be able to. I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
I've got this poor guy. It not only is his picture here, but he's also the label they give him. This is from Orange County.
White trash.
The headline is Robert Bruce Engel.
Yeah.
Chronic public library masturbator. Faces trial today.
Is his last name Engel?
Engel. E-N-G-E-L. There's a picture of Mr. Engel, who is an older gentleman who's 68. Mustache. He's kind of got a Village People mustache.
If I was a child, if I was 10 years old, I walked down the letter B aisle and saw that guy jacking off, I would just kill myself.
He apparently enjoys masturbating in public places for audiences of teenage girls.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't, really?
His last arrest was at the Rancho Santa Margarita Library. After two girls said that he sat at a table across from them, put a newspaper across his lap, unzipped his pants, and started the five-knuckle shuffle.
All of a sudden, it's like...
Yeah. Yep. The girls told the librarian, but by then he had gone.
What, you tell a librarian? God, what the fuck? If I was a librarian, I'd be like, hey, somebody's jacking off over there. I'd be like, call the cops! Call the fucking police!
Well, they
police.
Did. That's what they told the
Don't tell
librarian.
The librarian. Don't even bother the librarian. Call. Get your fucking cell phone out and
that's true,
call
yeah.
911. There's no reason to go through an intermediary.
He might not have been caught if he didn't come back a week later and the librarian recognized him.
We're all so timid. Oh, I can't call the police directly. That guy should be – this library jacker should be handled internally.
And that's a felony.
Oh, good.
He's arrested and charged with one felony count of indecent exposure with prior convictions for indecent exposure in 1999 and 2002.
Wow.
So those are times he got caught.
What's going on in his life now that it's showing up again?
He was found guilty. He faces a maximum of 3 years in state prison.
Oh, dude, I think we found our storyline for a Law and Order spec. This would be fucking bitchin'. This would be a great Law and Order. We should write this.
The chronic masturbator?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the masturbating bandit or something. The jerking bandit.
He's now the winner of a lifetime sex offender status. And he's barred from entering any county parks or rec areas.
Wow, what a loss. I know, I love to go to – I go to so many public libraries nowadays with all the germs, and there's nothing I love more than a public rec area. Hang out in the jungle gym, get shot by some guy selling crack. You can't go to – I can't go to a public recreational facility anymore. Wow, wow, wow.
And it doesn't say anything about libraries, so I guess he can still go to the library.
I get he's allowed to whack off in private facilities, like say a mall.
Yeah.
Or a steakhouse. You know,
or Denny's.
Denny's. Oh, that guy's creepy as fuck too. He's scary looking.
So that's all I got. That's all I got as far as stories.
Well, I just want to remind everybody about Best Hot Girls Picks.
BestHotGirlsPicks.com.
Leaving out the pink and the brown parts.
Out the pink and the brown parts. Check out that there. Also, please go to crabdiving.com if you're going to buy anything online.
I just wanted to say, I wanted to go back to, sorry, besthotgirlspicks.com. I just wanted to tell them to check out, I'm sorry, story, girls, licking girls, make us thankful. Make sure to check out that one.
Check out that one. Okay. Also, if you go to crabdiving.com and check out our banner down there on the lower left, if you're going to buy anything on the internet, go
Flesh
there.
Lights.
Go through our banner, and we'll get a little kickback on that, and we'll be able to drink more and contribute to our alcoholism.
We'll be able to we want to rent out a real studio, you know? Right now, we have to be conscious of people weed whacking and the fucking ice cream truck, man. And the neighbors yelling at us about different fucking things.
Help us move to a new studio. Help the crabs.
You don't know how loud it is.
So go buy shit from crabdiving.com. Also, check out our YouTube show at YouTube/crabdiving. We're also on Facebook, like us there. We're on Pinterest. We're on Tapiture. We're on Twitter. We're all over the fucking place.
We're everywhere, you know.
Check out the Gerbils, Gerbil News. So that's it. That's all I got. Thanks for listening. Peace out.
Go fuck yourself.